Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to thereasonswesmile.com or iTunes, keyword Dr. Kvitko or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Reasons We Smile. I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is show number 490. Thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate it. I think we're going to have a great show. We'll introduce him, bring him on the line in just a second, but we're going to have Bob Hoying, former OSU quarterback, former Eagles quarterback, former Oakland Raiders quarterback, and currently a partner or principal in Crawford Hoying Real Estate. All right, so but before we get started, I'd like to mention, if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko, and if you would please go to my office Facebook page and like us, that would be awesome. Also, all past episodes complete with video are available at thereasonswesmile.com. And I want to mention just a little bit about my Dentistry from the Heart event, which is coming up on Friday. So if you haven't already heard, we are doing free dentistry that day. We're doing free fillings, free extractions, free cleanings. All of the people in the office will be volunteering their time. We will have a DJ. We'll have the OSU mobile coach, the Mount Carmel mobile healthcare van. We're going to have food and drink, and we're going to take great care of everyone. So please come if you're a patient in need, or if you'd like to help us out, if you're a dentist or a dental hygienist or a dental assistant and you would like to help us, that would be awesome. We'd really appreciate having you. And the phone number is 614-262-9588. And give my office a call and get yourself signed up, and it would be great. All right, so I'm very happy and pleased to say that we do have Bob Hoying with us on the show today. He's on the phone. And hey, Bob, are you there?
Dr. Kvitko, sorry about that. How are you?
I'm good, I'm good. What he's talking about is he was going to be live in the studio. We even have a bottle of water and headset for you and everything.
But that's we'll have to do it next time. I think my five-year-old son nabbed my phone last night. And that's how I normally wake up.
So I wondered because I'm like calling the cell phone and it's like, he's not hearing it. So anyway, hey, but this is fine. This is fine. I appreciate you getting up anyway. So, but yeah, maybe we will do it again sometime. And and when the show's over, by the way, stay on the phone because I want to ask you a couple questions. So let me just get started. Well, first of all, you played with Eddie George and Orlando Pace, right?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, and some very familiar names, and you were with OSU and also the Eagles, and then what happened? How did you get to Oakland? It was because John Gruden, right?
Yeah, I was playing football in Philadelphia and played a lot my second year, and we almost got in the playoffs, and John Gruden had a lot of success that year with our offense, and then ended up interviewing, and he took the job out in Oakland for the Raiders that next year. And then the following year, they drafted Donovan McNabb, and kind of the writing was on the wall. So
oh, yeah.
John Gruden was out in Oakland, and Andy Reid was the new Philadelphia Eagle head coach. So, yeah, so that was the connection there, John. I think they had a quarterback out in Oakland get hurt, dinged up a little bit in camp, and I ended up getting traded right before the last preseason game, I think, that year.
Wow. That must be really upsetting to the family. By the way, your wife's Jill, right?
Yes. Yep.
And how'd you guys meet?
We met through a friend at the end of during my freshman year at Ohio State.
Oh, okay. Okay, yep. Cool. So you and her, you get uprooted, right? I mean, I guess they know that's something they're signing up for when you're married to an athlete, an NFL player. But it must still be kind of a pain.
Yeah, it's part of the business. I think everybody goes into it knowing that especially if you don't, you know, I had a 3-year contract, so it wasn't like I knew I was going to be in Philadelphia forever. You hope that's the case, but you never know. So we were, it was not unexpected, I guess.
Okay.
And, you know, change is never easy for anybody in any field of, or whatever you're doing in your life. Change is always unsettling, but, you know, sometimes the grass is greener. In this case, I was out in Oakland with John Gruden, who I was familiar with the offense, and had a chance to learn under Rich Gannon, who was a great quarterback in the West Coast offense system. Uh-huh. So, yeah, it was a great move, and I love Philadelphia playing there and the experiences there. But you know, to have I guess for me growing up in Ohio, to have experiences on the East Coast and the West Coast from in my life, and then being able to settle back here has been a great experience.
You know, a lot of people that are from the Columbus area come back. It's just a really nice place in the country, isn't it? It's just really, there's something about it. We have everything we need, and we don't have a lot of the things we don't need.
Right. Well, I tell people all the time, if you could just get rid of January and February, you'd be all set.
Well, I think some people do that. They call them snowbirds, right?
Right.
Although when you have kids, you can't do that because they're in school.
Yeah, and I think, just to your point, a lot of guys that had played football or whatever here end up coming back because of the schools are so good. You know, we have the short north. We have places that you would maybe have to go to Chicago for in the past, you know, maybe 20 years ago. And now it's just not the case. Columbus is one of the biggest Midwestern cities, one of the only Midwestern cities that's going to grow over the next 25 years. And so I think we're all very lucky to have this.
Yeah. I was reading in the Dispatch an article about how it'll take Youngstown and Toledo till 2022, just to get back the jobs that they lost in the recession.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're very lucky here. And I know for us, you know, with what we do with real estate development and the opportunities that we have here in Columbus, we're very lucky that we don't have to travel across the country doing projects, because there's so many good ones and opportunities here.
Yeah, yeah, there really is. And I definitely want to talk about Crawford Hoying. Real quick, you mentioned your 5-year-old. How many kids do you have?
I have 4 kids.
So do I.
Yeah, 14-year-old boy, 2 girls, and then a 5-year-old boy.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, we had 4, so you have 2 of each. And
yeah, it's been nice. My 14-year-old and 11-year-old are very active, and the youngest 2 are starting to get into all the chaos, so it's it's pretty crazy right now.
Yeah, I lived it. So I had the same thing. The oldest is a boy, then a girl. And then, see, I'm the 3rd child. I have 5 kids. I was the 3rd. And I said to my wife, I don't want to stop after 2, because if my parents had stopped after 2, I wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
So we need to have at least 1 more, right? And then after we had that, it was like, well, now we have 2 girls and 1 boy, so we need to try to even this up. So we did, and we have a boy. So
nice.
Anyway, now, a lot of people don't know that your grandfather was Wally Post, a Major League Baseball outfielder for the Cincinnati Reds for like 15 years. And in fact, they even won the National League pennant in 1961. So you were an excellent basketball player. You had offers from a couple colleges to play basketball and obviously football. How'd you wind up in football? Why not baseball?
Well, I tell you, it probably has a lot to do with my grandfather's passing. He passed when I was in 3rd grade, I think, when I was about 10 or 11 years old. So, you know, he passed away. I ended up, you know, my little small town of St. Henry never had football when my dad played, and they got it in the late 70s, early 80s. And very fortunate for a lot of us, like Jim Lachey and Harding that went to Penn State, myself and a few other guys that have come out recently, I guess in the past, and to have football there and you know, was pretty good as a young kid, and then got really good or pretty decent at basketball as well. We had a really good class. We ended up winning a couple state titles in basketball. So it just came down to, you know, there's only so much time in the year to train for sports. And I'm pretty sure if my grandfather would have been alive, I would have had a hard time quitting baseball. But I ended up running track just to try to enhance my other 2 sports.
Right.
At the time. And you know, looking back, it was probably the right decision. But
obviously,
Yeah, so, you know, but, yeah, so, yeah, Wally Post was my mom's dad, and it was very, very special growing up as a kid. I was the oldest grandchild on that side of the family, and so, you know, to always have people talk about him and what he meant to our community, the role model that he was in our local area of the state, it was pretty awesome for me to have.
I bet. And I'm sure he'd be very proud of what you've done and what you're currently doing, too. You know?
Yeah, you know, it's unfortunate. You know, my mom says a lot that wish that he could have seen my brother and I play and at Ohio State and beyond. And would have been awesome, but, you know, hopefully he was watching from up there.
Yeah, I'm sure he was. Hey, was your wife a cheerleader?
No, she was not. She's a track and basketballer in high school, and we met in college.
Oh, okay, cool. Now, you know, I'm a dentist, and we talked a little bit about this. You've got a beautiful smile, and that means as an NFL player and a college player, you had to protect it. So you always wore a mouth guard, didn't you?
No, I did not.
You did not?
No, you know, I think they're a lot more strict now about it.
They are. You can't be on the OSU team without wearing a mouth guard.
No, it was really, really difficult to call plays and change plays at the line of scrimmage, especially in the NFL. A lot of NFL guys, you know, at least when we played, did not wear mouthpieces. It was just too difficult, and I'm just shocked that we didn't have more issues.
Well,
with it.
I'm telling you, I've seen a lot of quarterbacks. They wear them, but they're stuck in their helmet on the outside of it.
Oh yeah, they never. Yeah, I always had one. It was in my sock. I never made it.
Well, we're not going to recommend that children, young boys and men, wear it in their sock, right? We're going to recommend they actually put it in their mouth.
Yes, absolutely.
I did not know that. And by the way, if you couldn't bark out the signals properly, the mouth guard wasn't made correctly. So
correct.
Just throw that out there.
Because right.
I've learned, you know, we make them custom. And what all it is, if you're a dentist listening or an assistant or a lab tech that makes these, just remember, you just have to, like, make the palatal side, the tongue side, just as thin as possible. Make a huge horseshoe up in there so the person's tongue can move wherever it wants. The teeth are still protected because you're biting on it, right? But some people don't get that, and they make it too thick up on the roof of the mouth, and that's when people complain about how they can't talk properly.
Yeah.
I made mouth guards for all of my son's sports teams, and they were always surprised. Oh, I can wear this one. You know, I can talk. So it's very simple to correct.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, so what we do, we always do a Dr. Kvitko's question of the day each week, and we're going to do that in just a minute. But tell you what, folks, you're going to have a chance to win free flowers from DeSantis Florist. And I'm going to give you the phone number now so you can pre-program it into your phone. It's 614-459-9769, 614-459-9769. So go ahead and pre-program that into your phone, and we want you to listen to this first, though.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
All right, we're back. We're doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. And the question is, my guest today, Bob Hoying, which of the following is false about Bob Hoying? A, he's a former OSU quarterback. B, he's a former NFL quarterback. C, he's a principal at Crawford Hoying Real Estate Developers. Or D, he always wore a mouth guard when playing football. Okay, which one of those is false? The winner's going to receive free flowers from DeSantis Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The number to call is 614-459-9769. That's 614-459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
You won't believe it, though. I want to hear your mind. And there's nothing else in the world tonight. She said, people don't take the time. Hey, people don't take the time.
Hi, I'm Keith Carlos, winner of America's Next Top Model and star of Chocolate City 2. Look for my smile on the big screen this summer, courtesy of Dr. Kvitko. Stay tuned to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. Did you know that you no longer need to visit several different dental professionals to get more complete dental care? We handle everything from cleanings and orthodontics to restoration, implants, and smile makeovers, all in my office. And now we have two locations. Get the most advanced technology and procedures available today. It's more complete dentistry.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
Dr. Kvitko, let's go!
Yeah! Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard. All right, we're back. We're doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. And, hey, Bob, do me a favor. Would you pick a number between 1 and 4?
How about 3?
3? That would be Becky. Hey, Becky, how are you today?
Great. How are you?
I'm well. Do you have the answer to Dr. Kvitko's question of the day?
I do. It's D.
It's D. That's surprising, isn't it? That he didn't that he didn't wear a mouth guard.
Well, when he explained, I can understand if he couldn't make the calls, but yeah.
All right. Hey, Becky, what do you do for a living?
I'm a teacher.
Awesome. Well, keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Okay, and stay on the line because we have to get the information as to where we can send you those flowers from DeSantis, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. All right, so hey, Bob, are you there? Still back on the phone? Okay, awesome. So now, tell me the story about how you and Brent Crawford came to work together. It was a golf outing, right?
Yeah, well, actually, it was just a just round of golf, really.
Just a round of golf?
It was the off season of 97, I believe, and was just back. I had a 2-bedroom condo down in Victorian Village that I had in the off season. And I've never really done this before, but I went out to the country club where I was a member and to play just as a single. Usually I go out with buddies and play as a foursome. And I went out and I got paired with him.
Oh.
And I just went out to, hit some balls on the range and then I think we played 9 holes, and he was telling me about his campus stuff, apartments that he had that he was managing and was started down on campus. He's a year older than me, so we didn't know each other in college. But so we met on the golf course. I thought, oh, that's pretty interesting and something I might want to do after football.
Right.
And so that year and a couple of years following, just kept getting more and more involved. We started doing real estate deals together. And then it over the years, has grown into kind of what you see now.
Yeah, which is awesome, by the way. Oh, so wait a minute. How did Brent get top billing? Did you do alphabetical? Or?
I think it's more, it just sounds better, probably, I think, for everybody. Yeah.
Oh, I just wondered. It's fine. Obviously, you guys are partners, and you might know this. I do some real estate on the side myself, and so I'm a little bit into that. I have like 15 buildings or something, about 31 tenants, and so I definitely understand a little bit about what you do, at least back when you guys got started. And I like it. It's kind of stimulating. It's I enjoy that part of what I do. I really do. I'm a dentist first, but I like that.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I think for me it was a situation. It was set my second year in the NFL. I knew I wasn't going to play forever, and I was really looking, what am I going to do after I'm done playing? And real estate was something. My dad had a construction company growing up.
Oh.
That I worked for, and then we bought his company about 13 or 14 years ago, and with my brother as a partner as well, and so it just all kind of fell together, and I'm very lucky. There's a lot of guys that play that don't necessarily know exactly what they want to do, and so when the day comes when you're not playing, because it happens fast, some guys just don't know, and it's hard to make that transition.
You know, that's actually one of my questions I'm going to ask you now, and then I'm going to have you hold till after the break to give me the answer, give you a chance to think about it. But anyway, so, you know, you do. You hear so many stories about major league athletes who make a ton of money during their playing days, but then later wind up penniless due to bad investments or bad decisions. And obviously that didn't happen to you. So I'm going to ask you to hold your answer, but, you know, what do you credit your successful transition from playing to? What do you credit your successful transition, you know, from going from the NFL to the president of a major real estate firm? So we're going to go to a break right now. When we come back, we're going to hear Bob's answer to that question. You're listening to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, episode number 490, and we'll be right back. You can take me as I am, not just a little bit.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kvitko.
Estás escuchando con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. I've been honored to help several famous people get a perfect smile, like Keith Carlos and Dominique Reigert from America's Next Top Model, and Ted the Golden Voice Williams from right here in Columbus. Isn't it time you had a celebrity smile? It costs less than you might think, and most of the time, it can be done in one visit. A new smile can make a world of difference.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
All right, we're back. We have Bob Hoying on the phone with us. He's been our guest today. So, hey, Bob, what's the answer to that question? What do you credit for your successful transition from a major league athlete to being a successful business person?
Well, I think it's probably just being prepared, I think, is the first thing. Is I started thinking about what I wanted to do, really my second year, and I played another 5 years after that and got more and more involved. Okay. And then I think like anything else in life, I think it's just hard work and being dedicated to what you do and being committed and diving right in. And, you know, I think real estate, as you know, is about taking risk.
And, it is.
And I think, we generally have a feeling that if we're doing a deal or we're doing a project, they never go perfectly.
Right.
So it's about problem solving and it's about adjusting and reacting. So I think we always feel like if we're going to do a project, even if stuff happens, we're going to figure it out.
Right.
And,
I'm like that. It's like, it can be done. We can do this. Let's figure out an answer rather than worrying about the problems. Right.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. And so would you say, what lessons did you learn in football that maybe have served you well throughout your life so far? Would it be that perseverance?
Well, I think the great thing about football is you literally, get your butt knocked on the ground. You have to pick yourself back up.
When you said take risks, I thought you take a risk every time you stand behind the court, the center, right?
No, and I think playing quarterback is really no other position like it in any sport. I mean, you're the guy. You have about a second and a half to make a decision, and you're doing it in front of millions of people. At least at Ohio State and in the pros. So, there's a pressure there that I think you just have to be a right kind of person to handle all of that. And so I think all of that prepares you for life after football. And, I've coached youth football the last 6 years and tell kids all the time and parents that, football is such a great sport because you literally get knocked on the ground. You have to respond from adversity, whether you throw an interception or fumble or miss a tackle, and you have to bounce back the next day. And I can directly relate that to what we all went through in the years 08 through 12 and beyond.
The recession, yeah.
You know, it's very hard for not only real estate, but a lot of small business. And so I think in those years, you reflect a lot on, you know, your life experience and what you've learned and, you know, just hard work and dedication and meeting challenges, head on. And so, you know, I think in a lot of ways, football, tell families all the time, because as we all know, with concussions and with kids playing soccer and other sports now, you know, there's just less kids playing football. And it's such a great sport that, and it's done the right way. I think, you know, with the concussion issue, I think, you know, the doctors and everyone is with heads up football and all the precautions now that we're using has we've become light years from when I was playing as a little kid. So
yeah. Yeah, so you're saying it's still worthwhile letting the kids do it because they learn so much about life and that the protection is better now.
Yeah, and I think there's risk. I think if you really step back and you look at all the other sports, especially soccer, with their concussion issue, I think there's risk. There's risk to doing anything in life. But mm-hmm. I think the positive results far outweigh any perceived negatives from it.
Hey, I got to ask you real quick. You were number 14 at OSU. Number 7 in the Eagles, which is half of 14. I know how athletes do this. They want their favorite number, but I can't get 14, but I'll divide it by 2, right? But then you were 14 in Oakland again, right?
Yeah, I was. You know, I got 14 because that's what I wore at St. Henry, and you know, just happened to have it, you know, throughout my career. And 7 actually was the only other number I wore, I think, in the North-South football game.
Oh, okay.
Was my number. And really, when you get into pros, if you're not a first round draft pick,
you don't get
your
pick.
You just get the number they hand you.
312.
Right.
Anyway, okay. Now, Crawford Hoying, you guys seem to do a lot of urban infilling, which I think is kind of cool. And I told you off air that I like it's just like your guys' approach. So tell me, is that your mission statement, or how would you make what makes you guys different than everybody else?
You know, I think we've gotten pretty good at figuring out hard deals. You know, the number of deals we've done recently over the last 5 or 6 years have mostly been infill, redeveloped sites. Sometimes there's some environmental issues that have to be dealt with. You know, sometimes dealing with TIFs and new community
tax increment
authorities.
Districts.
Right,
tax increment
exactly.
Finance districts, okay.
Yeah, and I think... for us, you know, when we're looking out 10, 15 years of sort of the macro economy and how people are going to want to live, and we're all kind of reading the same stuff, it's millennials and empty nesters that are meeting, and they want to live that way. They want to, for the most part, they want to be closer to
walkable
amenities. Yep,
yeah,
exactly.
Walk-up apartments, that's what you're talking about, right?
Yep, and so that's why a lot of our projects are that sort of deal. And that's not to say everybody wants to live that way, but you know, still people want to move out in the suburbs and have families and have half acre lots, and that's fine. But more and more people are wanting to go back to the core, and I think for us, you know, there's opportunities even in suburbs like the project we're doing out in Dublin. Even though that's not the core of Columbus, it's the core of Dublin, and mm-hmm. And people still want to be walkable.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? We are out of time. I am so sorry. But, hey, stay on the phone because maybe we can make an arrangement to do another show more about Crawford Hoying or something. Is that okay with you?
Yes.
Okay, he's going to hang on. And thank you so much for being on my show. I really, really appreciate it. That's all the time we have. Be sure to tune in next week and every week right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kavitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588, or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.